Well, we approach as we approach any other game, Chris, to be fair. We prepared this because we were prepared for any game at the very start of the season, to the end. We have a number of lads that are struggling with knocks, and that's we probably won't be playing pitting away, but other than that, we've prepared as well as we prepared for any other game this year. Like,
and I suppose it's important that you come off the pitch tonight feeling confident going into that game against UCD, the next match out after this.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we certainly aren't going to lose this game tonight, nor do we go to Athlone last Friday to lose any game. That'll be easier said than done. Wexford, they've won, I think, since the Betis way back in August, they've won every game since, and they're on a roll. They've won the league for a reason, and we'll have our work cut out or the shovel out, even if we'd everybody available. But look, we're hoping to get through it with a good display, and obviously not to pick up any more injuries or obviously any sendings off, Chris, to put it out with you.
Yeah. And for the players themselves, I suppose you have to focus on tonight and not next week, but I'm sure that is at the back of their minds.
Yeah, well, look, we haven't really mentioned UCD too much. We played them a number of weeks ago when they were short a number of players and had a player sent off on top of it. Everyone in the club knows it's going to be completely different next Friday and that, but we need to get tonight out of the way and see where we're at, and, we'll spend the week then preparing for UCD. Maybe the result isn't the be-all and end-all, but to get out of it without any more injuries, and please God, without any sendings off, would be a start. Hopefully we'll give a good account of ourselves, although, we need to play well to beat the likes of Wexford. We played quite well in Ballybofey back in June against Wexford. They're the only side to beat us up there. So, we need to be at our best today to get a result. But, fair enough, at the back of our minds is next Friday, although we won't be mentioning that too often.
Now, at the start of the season, Wexford were firm favourites to win the First Division title. They actually got off to a bit of a rocky start, but soon turned things around. Danny Furlong, the outstanding player in the division, and you've been very praiseworthy of them. But let's not forget your achievements and the achievements of the Harps players. I mean, finishing second behind Wexford, it's been a very good season.
Look, yeah, it's been an improvement. The lads have given everything that they have, but, maybe our season only starts next Friday. If we don't give a good account of ourselves in the playoffs, I think maybe the good work that has been done in the last 27 games goes out the window. So we're very, very conscious of that. If we play well against UCD in the two playoffs, it'll go to the wire. If we don't, UCD are probably the best footballing side in the competition. Wexford probably have a bit of everything, football, maybe physicality, experience, and work rate. UCD, football-wise alone, as we saw, we are back last, whenever it was, when they come up first, and indeed what we saw in Belfield when they were up there. They're very, very decent. But, our lads have done quite well, and you can't take that away from them. But, you're only judged on maybe your last game, and, please God, the next two Fridays are massively important to us.
And hopefully the Donegal public will get out in big numbers to get behind you. I mean, it's great to be in the playoffs, but as you mentioned there, it's still a big hurdle. And the way the playoffs are constructed, let's say it doesn't exactly facilitate the First Division team. I mean, it's a big task to get up and to have that second leg away against the Premier side. It's sort of designed to favour the Premier team, isn't it?
Well, look, yeah, I mean, a lot of the Premier Division sides that are near the bottom of the table are all full-time, and certainly whoever gets through between us and UCD, the Premier Division side will be firm favourites in that. But to be fair, Chris, we certainly haven't mentioned anything about that, and we know how difficult it's going to be to try and get over UCD. And if we don't play well against them, there'll only be one winner. We need to play well against UCD to compete with them and see what happens. So there's very little mention of what you're mentioning there, the Premier Division side. I doubt if UCD are mentioning that either. So, look, we're concentrating, obviously, on tonight and then to take it into the next two Fridays.
The First Division has come in for quite a bit of criticism in recent seasons, but fair to say this year, probably we've seen things turning around a bit. I mean, there was some pretty good football there, and pretty much all the clubs seem to have come on.
Look, yeah, like I said at the start, and said again, that any side in that division can beat another, including Wexford on their day. And you know, like I saw Athlone destroy Wexford, albeit back in July. Wexford didn't look back since they've won every game since. And you know, I think that the fact that you can't take anything for granted, it was probably what made the first division so competitive. You know, like, it's difficult to know what way it'll go next year, whatever team comes down. Whatever team doesn't go up, you know, it'll be probably even more competitive next year if we're in it. And, look, we'll wait to see. You know, yeah, we've had a good year, as you said, Chris, but really our year depends on the next two Fridays. And that's really all that's going through our heads at the moment.
Yeah. Now, it mightn't be a bumper crowd this evening, but I'm sure the loyal Finn Harps fans will give the team and yourself a great cheer coming onto the pitch in having done so well so far, and no doubt there will also be respect for Wexford. And let's face it, I mean, that this Wexford team, probably one of the best teams in the First Division in recent years.
Yeah, look, they've been together, you know, maybe 4 years now, and Shane Keegan has done a mighty job down there. He's gradually improved as an added player to it. And as I said earlier on in the conversation, you know, they have obviously Danny Furlong, but they have some serious players along with them. And, you know, I think what is forgotten about them is the work rate. The work rate is, you know, we pride ourselves in our work rate. Their work rate is every bit as good. And, you know, that doesn't go, you know, they've got the rewards for maybe the best, without doubt, the best combination of everything between football, between physicality. A lot of experience there too, and obviously the work rate and fitness. But look, you know, they'll bring a hell of a lot to the table tonight, and you know, certainly I'm expecting a very good game between two decent sides. Put it out with you, Chris.
And finally, Ollie, the gulf between the Premier and the First Division. Wexford have secured promotion. Hopefully, you'll be up there with them. How big a step up is it?
I've watched a number of games in the Premier Division that I happen to be in the area of vicinity of games and went to watch it. There's a big gap, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, there's a gap in fitness, there's a gap in quality. And the fact that teams and the majority of them in the Premier Division are full time is a massive advantage. And you know, whoever does get out of the next 2 weekends between the Sods and UCD will have their work cut out to try and turn over a Premier Division side. So, you know, we really haven't thought about it, Bear, what you're asking me now, and we haven't mentioned it. So, all that's on my mind is tonight's game and taking it into next Friday in Belfast.